actively going to try to drown. So,
all right, coming at you, season 6, episode 10. End of the season, Josh. What episode are we?
We're on 610. Well, episode 70.
Well, we're actually past episode 70, but for all intents and purposes, we're going to call it episode 70. It might be the holiday edition. We've had a little bit of life come up here lately, but yep. We're here on the eve of Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
There are tits in the first 10 seconds.
Yep.
And
do yourself a favor. There are like 4 listeners. Just watch it.
Yes, it'll help you appreciate how Thanksgiving came to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
The woke crowd don't want you to know this true story.
Yep. There's also a sequel to this, and it's called Thanksgiving 3, The Search for the Sequel.
The Search for the Sequel. Just so you know, I did look it up, and Thanksgiving, once again, I forgot. I know it was low. The budget on the first Thanksgiving was $15,000.
Oh, I know. We talked about this. It all went into the turkey.
Yeah, you could.
And one CGI moment.
It was probably filmed with an iPhone 6, but it's fucking awesome. All right, so season 6, episode 10, we drew Might and Magic 3, Isles of Terra.
Not Magic Might 3.
Not.
It would probably be better.
Maybe. So, I know 100% I did not play this game growing up. And without knowing, I know this is like, so in my opinion, you got levels of RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got like RPGs, and then you got like the super geeky RPGs, like the Dungeon and Dragon RPG style.
What does that mean? I play Dungeons and Dragons, buddy.
I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a different flavor geek. Yeah. And it's like saying you like vanilla ice cream, I like chocolate. Maybe you like Neapolitan, you like them all. Maybe you're a LARPer. Hey. Each kink your own, you know? But, you know...
No, I agree. This is like super indie. This is like almost text-based RPG mixed with a little bit of visual aids, I guess?
So, like, in my opinion, you got, like, the traditional RPGs, I think, of your Final Fantasies, you know, your Zeldas, you know, your Secret of Mana that has got that style. This one is definitely, I don't call it text-based RPG, D&D or RPG. Like, this is a different type RPG.
Yeah.
And there's probably another one in there. But without
Obidus.
Further ado, this is more on Obis than any of the other ones. Without further ado, I'm going to read the back of the box for you, Josh.
All right, sell me.
Might Magic 3, Isles of Terra. Feel the magic. Accept the challenge.
Okay.
You are chosen to lead a small band of adventurers through a mysterious new world filled with fantasy, magic, and danger. Experience a whole new dimension where wizards and strange creatures await you. Can you survive the life-threatening hazards and obstacles in your way? Do you sense the power and darkness of the forces around you? Will you remain strong and worthy leader during your quest to defeat evil? Begin the most bizarre and wonderful journey you've ever experienced. Master the mystery of Might and Magic 3 Isles of Terra. Creatures, castles, monsters, mazes, spells. Then it goes into some bullet points.
All right, so far, just that part right there. 100% would have sold me as a kid.
It's a simulation, an awesome new world for you to behold, unlike anything you've ever seen. Sounds, incredible sound effects, music and voices will rattle your nerves. Sights, amazing characters, creatures, and places in a far-off world of wizardry. Hints, pop-up maps, animated warning signals, and if you really get into trouble, you can call on Mr. Wizard, but his help doesn't come cheap. Might Magic 3 Isles of Terra is easy to start playing, addictively challenging, and completely replayable. Are you laughing over there? Remember, you pick your own play strategy and party members, and no previous Might and Magic experience is required. So, I mean, it's a full back of the box.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
What's your opinion, Josh?
Just, boy,
if I wouldn't have read the bullet points, you would have been better off.
Yeah, yeah, 100% would. Like I said, the opening part of the back of the box sold me. That 100% would have sold me 100% of the way. And then the bullet points, I get it.
So, looking into this, so this is going to be a franchise that there's a lot of people that are going to follow, especially in the early internet. And, like, well, I say early internet when we're talking early PC gaming, Super Nintendo. I mean, I feel pretty... I mean, even though you had RPGs on Nintendo and stuff, like, you know, you're still pioneering some of these RPG games. You know, you're taking a Dungeons & Dragons, a fantasy world, and you're trying to put it into a cartridge. So,
yeah, you're trying to put it on a console.
So, this was released in 1995, developed and published by New World Computing. I feel like when I was looking up this was probably the actual computer game. But I did show that it was FCIO, I guess is what it is. It's FCI with that... a symbol on it that at least produced it here in the United States for Super Nintendo. Do you want to take a guess? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 platforms this was released on, Josh. You could probably get 4 of them pretty easy.
Okay, so you got the SNES.
That is correct.
I'm assuming you got MS-DOS.
That is correct.
Maybe Amiga?
That is correct.
Commodore?
No.
Okay. Here. Sega?
I'll give you Sega CD, correct.
Okay, I was about to say. I was thinking Sega Genesis or CD. Let's see here. What about...
The one I know you're not going to get is FM Towns. I don't even know
what that is. Yeah, I don't know what that is. What was that?
There's one more video game console and the other two are computer platforms, if that helps.
Let's see here. You said no to the Commodore. Atari
was MS-DOS. I was just going to go ahead.
Yeah.
So you had the TurboGrafx CD, which is this was probably pretty sweet on that. But you had the NEC PC, which I'm guessing is just a personal computer. You had the Macintosh operating system.
I forgot about
Macintosh. So, I mean, MS-DOS, Macintosh, Apple, Coke, Pepsi at that time. So, I guess I would consider this a first-person RPG.
Yeah.
The fucking plot on this. Dude.
I don't know, man.
So... I looked and there was way more. So apparently
there's lore.
In the first game, there is the bad guy, I guess, is Shelton.
Shelton?
Yeah, S-H-E-L, like T-E-M. And, Shelton? Yeah. Okay. And apparently he's the motherfucker in all this. And so there's a guy that's really trying to task you. His name is Korak, C-O-R-A-K. Make a long story short, Korak's trying to stop Shelton. He gets you and your motherfuckers try to go stop him. That is the ultimate Cliff's Notes of not trying to go through 14 fucking pages of what the fuck is happening.
So all I'm seeing is a very angry snapping turtle. Versus the Bud Dude from Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
You know the guy that I'm talking about, the little praying mantis dude? Yeah, that's all I'm saying right now.
So, to me, I mean, I'm not going to... We'll circle back around. That is as much of a plot as I can give you. I don't know. I'm just going to leave it at that.
That's fine.
Is there anything before we get into Make It and Break It that you want to get off the chest?
Oh, no. Let's just go ahead and move right into this beautiful game.
We're going to go into Make It.
Okay.
Give it props. Probably could fuck yourself, but you can save it anytime.
Yep.
So that's definitely... you know, I probably got more positive stuff to say about this than you'd be surprised. Like...
Say the save state, save scumming was pretty awesome.
To me, I would consider this basically like an open world game.
Yeah.
As open world as you could get of a game on Super Nintendo. I mean, maybe like Dragon Quest was kind of open world at points. But this is essentially...
Chrono Trigger.
And to me, I've wrote this down and this might trigger, you know, 12 people out there. But to me, this was like when I was playing this, it was like, this is basically like Final Fantasy or Dragon Warrior, but first person. And that was kind of how I felt about
it. Yeah, I could agree with that. I will say this. I did like the ability to change throughout your characters once you figure out how to do it.
I do have that on here. I feel like you have more control over your party than you have before. I know, yeah. Like some of the Final Fantasies, you can leave or not get a character, but like in this one, you could literally customize it. I didn't get so far to customize a whole lot on my
I didn't either.
Because I got pretty much skull fucked in this game.
Dude, the Labyrinth, right out the gate.
I do have on here that this does play like a true scrolling, kind of like a PC RPG. And I have a soft spot because I don't know, PC may have been what got me into video games in the first place, because I had a buddy like that, had a fucking PC. We played Doom and Heretic.
Yeah.
And there was another damn game that we played. But then when we do computer lab, we actually had a class called keyboarding. One was typewriting. We used typewriters. That's how old I am. But then we did keyboarding. It was on computers. So that was where I was introduced to Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
And then there was some kind of porn somebody put on the fucking computers. and they kept trying to delete it, but it kept coming back. But we played Jetpack, porn, Duke Nukem. There was some kind of basically like a polygon virtual fighter. There was a these games were horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just fucking enthralled. I couldn't wait to get to keyboarding class. Just because like, I'm about to type out some ASDF, JK, or HJKL. Just get this fucker, my assignment done. That way I can go play some goddamn. Jetpack's a strong fucking game, too. Just saying. So I have a lot of nostalgia for these type of games, because we did have some of them where it's like open door. That's where the first time I ever played fucking XCOM, somebody had brought in 3 floppy disks to install XCOM.
3-inch?
Yes, 3.5-inch floppy. Not the big daddies.
Yeah.
And we put them on like 4 computers, and when we got in, we're like, hey, fucking freshman, sophomore, off this computer, because this is the XCOM computer.
Yeah.
And dude, I've never shook the XCOM. So if it wasn't for XCOM, I could be maybe a Might and Magic guy. Like, this was that type of game.
Yeah.
Back in 1998, I would have had a fucking full chub playing this goddamn game.
Yeah.
Not so much in 2024, but it does play like one of those old games.
It does. It really does. And I'm not going to lie, I've played some of those old games just because I wanted to know what it was like. Like, especially the text-based games where it's like, you're in a forest. What do you do? There's 4 ways. You have to say, I go north, I go south, you know. I played a couple of those games, which were really fun.
I'm going to contribute this to this game. The nostalgia's just kicked in. I remember the porn that was put on the freaking computer. It was literally just like a little AVI file called More Mandy, and it was some dude just over here railing this gal. And if you hit the right arrow, it sped it up like a jackrabbit.
Yeah.
And if you hit the left arrow, it slowed it down. That's all it was. It was just like a dang 6-second loop of this dude just getting on it, and there was a boom. And every time they deleted it, we don't know to this day who did it, but somebody kept going in there and reinstalling. They deleted it on 2 computers. They put it on 4 computers. Like, More Mandy, you know, that is as nostalgic as a fucking video game. And it was so goddamn funny because it was one of them like, stop, our yens are getting fucking suspended, the whole goddamn class. And we're like, go ahead, explain to my parents.
Yeah, explain to me why I'm suspended.
All right. Another thing I'll put in here is there's a lot to do in the game.
There's a ton.
I will never get to the finish line of what there is to do because I couldn't make it that far. But, you know, there's a lot of, and I'll just tell you, I did watch a speed run. There is a lot of content. And even if you know what you're doing and you're doing the speed run, like I watched a guy that looked like I was just sitting there watching on YouTube as I was doing something. Might have been cleaning the damn room, and I'm like, God dang, this is taking a while, and this dude knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. So there's a lot to do. Just like the back of the box said, you can play it in your own style. Like, you can customize your party. I might like my party a little different than yours. So that's one cool thing. You know, it kind of goes in. Probably I've got in here. It says if you like Dungeon, or if you're a Dungeon and Dragoneer, if you're that top, this to me is about as close to getting a video game as for yourself as possible. Like, I don't know in the Super Nintendo days if you could make a game that was more D&D than this.
Yeah.
Like, this is as close as I feel like you could get, and you could play it as your own stuff. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, if you took some D&D people and you put them here playing this game, and somebody's more of a cleric or a barbarian or a wizard, they'd probably play a game like this differently.
Yeah.
You know? So it is correct. You play in your own style. And I only got one more thing, Josh. You got anything left on your heart?
okay, I mean,
the music wasn't bad.
Music, and also, I'm gonna, sound effects weren't terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, nothing to write home about, but no, they weren't
the
bad.
The sprites were what they were.
But I will say that, you know, when you're playing a game like this, this isn't like Super Putty, or Silly Putty, to where you're
It was Super Putty. Get it right.
Oh, God, you're right. Super Putty. This isn't one of these games that's got like a 3-minute level where the music don't have to be that strong. I mean, you're fucking dragging these levels out.
Yeah.
The last thing that I have is, and it sounds kind of fucking generic, but it meant something back in the damn 90s because we didn't have the shit we have now. And I will come back on the Break It on a little bit of a defense of the Break It, but if you had imagination, the sky's the limit.
Yep.
I could sit here and play this game by myself and not have any fucking friends, and I could just be happier than a pig walling a shit. I would just be, you know, if you wanted to put your own story to this, use your imagination. But, you know, back in the day, you didn't have, like, we didn't have fucking internet till 1999, and that was like the goddamn dial-up. I literally got through high school with the word yes. I got through fucking high school with an electronic word processor, which was hot fucking shit. So like, you know, you didn't have all this stuff at your fingertips now. Like, hey, I wonder what would happen if you made it a damn gorilla with a chihuahua. You know, I'm sure there's a goddamn YouTube video out there for now. You ain't
got
to use.
Now you got AI graphics. Yeah. And show you that.
So back then you had to use a little bit more of your imagination, you know, and I feel like if you were a more creative person, you probably enjoyed this game a little bit more than if you weren't. But you know, that's really all I got on the Make It, Josh.
Yeah, that's about all I got. I mean, I will say this. This will lean it back. This would go back and forth. I guess you can swing this from the Make It to the Break It for me.
Okay.
Is at the back of the box, it does say that the wizard will help you.
Okay.
All right, cool. I needed help all the fucking time in this.
Yeah, one. That wizard better goddamn had his fucking hand on mine.
Yeah.
There.
Now, here's the downfall. All right, I don't know if you ever used the wizard or not.
I didn't. No, I will tell you, I got embarrassingly shallow into this game. Like, this game, I got into it for a fucking hot minute, and I'm like, man, I'm kind of liking this game more than I should, and then it just fucking wore on me, and I'm like, nope. Like, sometimes there's some weird shit, kind of like fucking Rain Man, that you can't really explain, that just jives with me. And I'm like, this is almost there. I got the nostalgia, and then I'm like, no, I can't do this. This game is, I'm not going to call it a fucking broken game. This is an outdated fucking
game. Yeah, it's outdated.
And I did what I could with it. I did not get to the point of a fucking wizard. I did not get very far into this game.
I got to where the wizard helps. And so I do like that fact that he does help you. But goddamn, dude, he's expensive.
Do you take all your money?
I'm talking about like 5,000 gold for a, maybe you need to open this door, or maybe there's a gem that you need to find.
Maybe there's a nickel in my butt, Terrence.
It's dangerous to go alone, so why don't you take this? Oh my God, that's a dick in your hand now, because it's my dick. It was like, yeah, it was that was the voice I was hearing whenever I was reading the wizard text.
So, I got my first one in here that's just plain and simple, is the gameplay is not good.
No!
It is not good. And a lot of this is going to be, it's dated.
It's outdated.
And I've mentioned this to Josh before the podcast. We were just kind of chatting. It's like, you know, I mean, the original Zelda, I feel like, is an anomaly. I can still play it.
Yeah.
But like, and I can play Final Fantasy and Dragon Warrior, but you're only really playing these games because
nostalgia. You've got
nostalgia. Like, you can play fucking Final Fantasy now, or Final Fantasy on the Super Nintendo versus Nintendo, or Final Fantasy on, like, the Xbox,
the PlayStation,
and it has came so far, it's hard to go back.
Yeah,
it's like, I bet if you played like a fucking Uncharted, the latest Uncharted, the first one might still be good, but you probably extended. Got like deprogrammed. Yeah, you're like, oh, I wish I could, like, it fucks with you a little bit. And that's what happened right here, is the gameplay isn't good. It was probably 100 times better then, but there has been leaps and bounds, and I feel like it's when you get to Skyrim and Elden Ring. Every game goes a little bit better than the last one, and it's hard to work your way back to old mechanics.
And not only that, but there's probably leaps and bounds games that are better with this same style of mechanic out there.
I just feel like this type of game is just a stepstone to the next
level. Yeah, I will say that. I'll put that in the break, in the make it side. Is this was probably one of the front runners and the frontiersmen of RPG games nowadays.
Right.
Like, this is one of the building stones.
Now, another thing I got in here is I feel like this is going to be one that I beat up on every type of game like this, is the interface is poor. Just like most of the sim games, there's too many fucking buttons.
Yep. Way too much to do.
Not enough buttons that I know what the fuck I'm doing, which goes to the other part, is that anytime I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing.
Would probably be great if we had a manual.
Probably. But
still not going to read that motherfucker.
At the same time, there is a lot of games that just hold your hand the whole way through, and you're like, I don't need to fucking have my hand held on a basketball game or something. But in a game like this, I do need my fucking hand.
Oh, yeah. I need you to guide me and tell me what I'm doing for at least the first 20 minutes.
The fighting sucked. It wasn't like, imagine your turn base, but it wasn't even really. I guess it was somewhat turn based.
No, if it was true turn based, this game would probably be a little bit better, honestly.
I got in here, to me, the game was fucking boring.
Yeah. So I put in about maybe an hour and a half.
Scrolling RPGs I've got in here can only go so far.
Yep.
It catches up to you after a while. It wears on you. That's where what got me. Yep. Is like, there's a lot of repetitive gameplay, and you expect it in a game like this. It's the same with, you can say the fucking Final Fantasies, all the RPGs, there's a repetitive fucking part.
It's the same
with any of these games are repetitive. Because
Resident Evil is even repetitive.
But it's just like say, we've moved forward past a game, like this game has been stepping stone. We're 15 flights of stairs above this.
Yeah.
Hard for me to go back. I've got two more things. One thing, too, even reading the fucking information, trying to find the plot of this game, is this is such a huge fucking data dump. Yeah. So for somebody, even though it says, hey, you ain't got to play Might and Magic to play this, For me, I probably needed to start at the goddamn. I don't know. There was just so much fucking data dumped on me that I don't know that I needed.
Yeah.
But I got it. I mean, I ain't going to fault them for putting a lot of thought and effort into this game, which you can tell they did. But in the year of 2024, there was a lot of unnecessary fucking shit for me to have to even worry about.
Yeah.
And my main break it is, this is just like I'm going to say with some of the sim games and stuff, is this game probably would have felt better on like the MS-DOS playing with a mouse.
Yeah.
And
mouse and keyboard.
Now, I'll also say that this game in fucking 1990 whatever, I could have probably rented it and enjoyed it more in 1990. Like, say, it's hard to go back.
Because it wasn't outdated at that point in time.
But still, I can guarantee if this was a computer game that I owned, I would play the fuck out of it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, like I said, this would do so much better on mouse and keyboard than any type of gaming console. But also at the same time, I mean, there's the data dump is 100% it, and this game would probably be so much better with a manual for us to read or anything like that, which we didn't have. Also, on top of it, I like what they done with the lettering. They tried to make it runish, but, dude, also at the same time, some of those shits you couldn't read. And some of the stuff that you're trying to hammer out, it just didn't make sense.
There's things like when you play Obidus. Like, moving around was better in this one than Obidus.
Oh, 100%.
There was more shit than Obidus, so I felt like it kind of fucked with me, too. I don't know, man. I'm all over the fucking board with this.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting here looking, and apparently I didn't save half my shit as far as the reviews and stuff, so we're going to run these off the fly. So okay. I had a little bit more here, and I think my computer died because I didn't have it plugged up, and I thought I saved it.
Yeah.
But either way, when we get done with Break It here, I should be able to transition somewhat.
Okay. But yeah, no, this
game, in my opinion, should have been left in like 1995. Yeah. Been completely fine with it in 95. Probably would have played it. If I can understand if you love this game, I bet there are some kind of the series of whatever Might and Magic is now, you probably still like it.
There's probably a cult following behind this, which we're probably going to piss off a lot of people.
All right. You want to move to some reviews?
Yeah, let's move to those reviews.
All right. So, they go real big on the dang PC version of this.
But
here's one. Like, so the PC version, for instance, you've got Dragon Magazine.
For one, love the name of the magazine.
Well, it's like they are a Dungeon and Dragon magazine.
Again, I still love it.
They gave it a 5 out of 5. Now, I'm almost 100% positive that is the computer one.
Yeah.
Electronic Gaming Monthly did a review of the Super Nintendo one, and they gave it a rating of 6 out of 10, which they said it was a decent RPG with a solid storyline, excellent music, but the interface is poor. Although scrolling is true to the PC, step-by-step frame can get you after a while. That is accurate. Now, I don't know that I'd give a 6 out of 10. I probably would have given it a 6 out of 10 in 1990-something, but in 2024, far lower than that. In 94, PC Gamer gave it the 25th best computer game ever. Now, mind you, they called it one of role-playing's most engrossing adventures. Now, mind you, in 94, this game had came out, what time, when did I say, 94, 95, something like that.
Yeah.
It came out in 91, but I think it was later on Super Nintendo. So, yeah, probably in 94, 95, it was that, but not now. I got some speedruns, Joshua. I got some price charting.
Okay.
Which do you want first?
Let's do those speedruns.
Ah. So, I don't know if the guy I watched actually has a speedrun. Like, no, this... Holy shit. MS-DOS one's fucking nuts. That's fucking insane. All right, the Super Nintendo one. The guy that I watched, he may be the third place guy on here.
Okay.
And I'm not saying... The speed runs 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago. So, ironically, guy did it 1 year ago is first place. Guy did it 2 years ago, second place. Guy did it 3 years ago is third place.
Okay.
They played on Nintendo emulator. One of them, the Quebec, is number one. United States, number two. United Kingdom, number three. What would you guess the speed run on this one would be?
Man, I'm assuming it's a solid 2 to 3 hours.
No. Speedrunners are better than that, Joshua.
Of course they are. How about 1.5 hours?
The third place guy, which I think the guy I watched online was at like 46 minutes.
Dear Jesus.
And this motherfucker was getting it, son. Like, I was just sitting here thinking, this is even so boring to watch, but I'm enthralled by this dude must have played this game 6,000 fucking
times. To know every little nook, cranny, how to have everything ready.
So, the user SYMM Sim... still active 15 days ago.
Okay.
But 3 years ago, they set the speedrun third place. I guess at one point they were first at 31 minutes, 35 seconds. Second place is Theory Joe. Theory Joe. Did it in 26 minutes, 36 seconds. So we'll just say roughly for intents and purposes, 5 minutes quicker.
Yeah.
This motherfucker from Quebec has beat them by, let's just say, 8 minutes. They did this. I'm looking at the quote.
Ow, my jaw just popped. He knocked it out.
There is a lot of gibberish. of them explaining what happened that I have no fucking idea. But it is Moo Mooney. MOO_MOONY. Moo Mooney.
Moo Mooney.
These motherfuckers put a time of 17 minutes and 53 fucking seconds.
Dear Jesus.
On the fucking Super Nintendo. If you think that's crazy. These freaks that are on MS-DOS. I'm not looking up, I guess, as any percent, so I'm not sure what kind of fucking hacks and shit they're using. Dear God, there is a fucking paragraph. I ain't even go there. The person put it here. throw me something stupid out.
3 minutes.
The person 2 years ago that said it said, hey, I think a sub-5-minute run is unattainable, but never say never. I did not have a perfect run, but L-I-L-B-U-G, Lil Bug, 2 years ago, did it in 5 minutes and 40 seconds on the MS-DOS.
God!
I guess we're Super Nintendo podcast, but I feel like you should fucking know about this. This cat called K-A-R-S-T-O, Carsto.
Okay.
Was last online 1 day ago. Set this record 6 months ago. And this fucking bitch-ass boss came through here and did it in 3 minutes and 59 seconds.
So came in with a wrecking ball.
2 years ago, Lil Bug's like, I don't know if anybody go under 5, but never say never. This motherfucker went under 4 by 1 goddamn second.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
I mean...
I like looking at the forums of this one.
How? Like, is there hats or is it just
the whole thing of this, about
speed?
The transport box that we didn't really touch on to where you gotta like enter where you wanna go. That is the.
Is that the key? Because yes. We had to do it with them with directional pad and hit on MS-DOS.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming even you can use typing keyboard. That is just
yeah. That's I'm assuming keyboard you could hammer that out pretty quick as long as you know where you're going.
Now, a couple of years ago when Lil Bug said it, they've got a quote on here where they feel like that they're concerned that cheating in this game could happen. Of course, this is the MS-DOS version, but it said, "Hey, it's an older computer game, which it makes it more susceptible." Which you know, you're right. But I'll just go ahead and tell you. You can beat this game, you got my fucking respect.
Yeah.
Much less beat it in fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah. You know?
That's fucking nuts.
That's ridiculous. There's no way in hell.
So, Josh, I've probably looked at it, but I completely forgot what the price of Might and Magic 3 Isles of Terra cost. I'm going to go on a wild guess, and I feel like it's probably, I'm still not looking. I'm going to feel like it's probably not that of an expensive game.
I'm going to assume that as well. So I'm going to say $7 for a loose cart in the wild.
Well, I didn't give you what I thought the price would be, but I would have probably been about $15. We're both low.
Oh, okay.
Let me just go ahead and tell you, in 2008 in October it was $7.99.
Okay, 2008. Where's my Reach for the Stars?
It's there.
Fame.
Uh-oh.
I don't
wait,
have
wait. Right there. Nope, that's not it.
No, I look.
I've got it. I had to move some shit.
Cuz that is my working notepad. Hey, I found Super Smash Brothers for the 64.
Oh, no. Tell me I've misplaced.
I'll fuck you up in that. Here. Okay. I'm just going to use a different paper and I will translate it over. I will translate it over.
Hang on. Let me give me one more. Maybe I set it in the spot. It's like, I can't lose this from Josh.
They'll say... Is it over there next to the computer? No. Is it? Did you bag it up with your Legos?
No, I did not. Okay.
Anyways, I will translate this over once.
Here, you can use a
no,
priority box.
I will use a priority box. Okay. So, let's see here. This is my...
Hey.
Okay. We're good. We got it.
The stars have been reached.
Yep. Okay. So we are on What is this?
Episode 70.
Yep. EP 70. My Magic.
The hints that you already have that's been given to you like a Saw three. Movie is, you guessed $7, I was guessing $15. Yep. You're both low.
You said in 2008.
Late 2008, it was $7.99.
All right, late 08. 780. Okay. Okay.
I'll allow you to ask me one question, whether it be what it was on a certain date or how much a manual or box is. It doesn't matter to me. You can give me one question.
I don't know if I want that just yet. I don't think I want manual or box.
Okay.
So late 2008. Okay, that's, I graduated in high school during that year. Early.
What was your grade point average? You need to I need to fracture that in.
Okay, yes. I will fracture that
in. A GPA multiplier.
Okay, so my grade point average was a 3.9, 3.8.
I can't even remember what mine would
be. Yeah, 3.8, I think. So if I'm going to add that in, then, I mean, this was graduating from Sequoia, so it probably doesn't mean a whole lot.
So it's really probably a 2.4.
Yeah, more likely it's like a 2.4. Late 2008, let's add the COVID coefficient. Okay. Oh. I know what we need to add to this.
I was going to zone out and then laugh at it.
Okay.
Fucking.
So we're going to do the COVID coefficient that is going to be over. I do have a question.
Yes. Is this your one question?
Yeah.
Is this a bonus question?
I hope it's a bonus question.
Okay.
Was it released in the PAL region, or was it just North America, or was it just the Americas?
I think it was probably just the Americas on Super Nintendo, if I'm guessing.
Okay.
With that being said, there is a NOS label on it that says compatible with the SNES mouse.
Okay, so I'm putting America only question mark.
Yes.
You did say mouse, so I'm going to put
the mouser.
The mouser on here.
Common denominator.
Okay. So, we are in late 24, right? Yeah.
Yes, we're on the cusp of 25.
The precipice of madness.
The orifice of oracles.
I'm going to say this is about $22 right now.
No.
Low or?
Low.
Low? Okay.
Okay, take the math you do and put some multiplier on the math you've already did.
I know. I am. And now this is where the true multiplier comes in. Not only is it the COVID.
That was the fake American out multiplier. Only. I got
you. Because I needed to know that, if that was low or not. Because now I'm going to add the cult following multiplier.
What is a cult following multiplier? What does it come out to? Is it a solid number? A fractional number?
No, it's a solid number.
Okay, because I feel like it should be a solid number.
Yeah, it's a solid
wink,
number.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. So, I'm going to say this is $66. The multiplier is times 3 by the cult following.
You forgot about the coefficient of Dungeons & Dragons. It's 44. You went one too much.
Okay.
They roughly sell one per week, $44.
$44 for this one. Okay.
So, you got a complete price. So, I'm going to tell you the loose price, the box price, and the manual price. So, and we can see if we can make a living just buying this and selling it 1 million times over. The loose price is $44 even.
Yep.
The box price is $42.99. Call it $43
for the box.
The manual is $27.38. I would give you the graded price if you want to know a graded price.
What's the grade? If it's anything under an 8, I don't care.
Let me see. Where's my graded compare manual? Well,
hang on. Let's see here. So by standard math,
it don't really fucking tell me, to be honest. Most of the time it tells me, it says one sale per year.
So with everything,
it don't tell me what the grade is.
Okay. So, with everything being complete, if we done this, it's $114 is what the math equals out to be. But I'm going to add in, I'm not adding in the vid or America only Mouser. I think I'm just going to add in the Dungeons and Dragons multiplier.
Yeah, you know, it could be the D&D theorem that you're putting. Yeah. In. Or maybe, I don't know. You tell me.
So, let's see here. The D&D mult. I'll say 1.5 for that. And give me a second. Need my calculator.
Calculate away.
So let's do... Okay. Quick dirty math. I'm going to say 192.
No, but I feel like, you know, like when people take the scientific data and they're working off the facts and standards of the time, and then you realize you're wrong, or like something that is what you think is the gospel is disproven. Because you're getting pretty fucking close. So you came at a loose price of $22. You went to $66. It was $44.
Yep.
You almost hit the goddamn number on the head at one point. The complete price is $113.80. And at one point you said $114.
Yeah. If
Then you're like, and then I was about to go, holy fuck, you're 20 cents away. So like, I almost lost my shit.
If you add up 44, 43, and 27, it equals to 114.
Well, you're losing 20 cents if you do that. One sale per month is $113.80 is what they got it tracking as. It's on a 71 cent decline.
Okay, so we can't make money. No, we can't make money. Yeah, we can't. Not even breaking even. You're losing money in the end.
So the graded price, I'm just going to throw this one out there, is $400.40.
What? What's the grade?
It don't tell me. For some reason, this one isn't showing up, or I'm not looking through 17 pages of.
Okay, grade up. Was how much?
$400.40.
Okay, so I'm just going to call it 400 even.
That, I'm just going to give you this. That's the highest price.
Okay.
The new price is not higher than the graded price.
Yeah.
New. So you know you're somewhere between $114 and $400.
I'm going to call it $228.
You're low.
$399.
You're pretty close enough for me. It was $364 one sale per year. So at the end of the day, Josh, I got this fucking card.
So you could buy a graded copy.
Yes. For $40 more. Yeah. Less $35.
Instead of sending it in and spending the $60 to have it graded. That's funny.
So at the end of the day, the cart's worth $44. I got this cartridge right here. Where I got, let's just say $20. Which would you take?
$20? I'm taking the $20.
You are absolutely fucking correct.
I may be losing out on $46 at that point in time in my life, but I'm not going to know any difference. I think I'm walking out a king on that one.
There, I'm not going to shit on somebody that this is a childhood game that got them into something that they hold, because like I'll stand on a fucking cliff for certain games. You know,
the precipice of madness.
But this is one of those games that's better off to leave in the fucking past.
Yeah. Leave the memories there. Don't try to relive them.
This game is a stepping stone to what these games are now.
Yep.
There's no need to go back, just unless you got some crazy-ass nostalgia, unless you just want to fucking put a five-minute fucking speedrun up on MS-DOS. and that, I don't necessarily just absolutely despise this fucking game.
It's just so dated.
Yes.
It's just so dated.
It's like saying you could ride a bicycle to work, and it would be perfectly okay, but why the fuck would you ride a bicycle 20 fucking miles to work? Yeah. Like, in today's day and age. Now, I don't know. That's just my opinion of it. I feel like this game, I have more respect for it than I thought it would. I did not have fun with it. I thought we were, like, a couple of points away from getting me hooked into it. just not for me.
Yeah, same.
All right, so we're going
to... I did plug your TV antenna adapter into itself, so now you have unlimited power.
Okay, so I can watch American Gladiators on loop nonstop. You can. So, I don't know. I've got to look. Your rankings, Josh.
I know where mine's at.
Okay, so you got Super Star Wars, yep. Empire Strikes Back, Captain Commando, Kirby Superstar, Spanky's Quest, Bugs Bunny, Zool, Captain America and the Avengers, Rocko's Modern Life, Artie Lightfoot. That's nine, right?
Yep.
So, if you know where you want, you got yours at.
I know exactly where I have mine at.
Well,
it is not in the top four. I'll go ahead and break that to you. It's not in the top four.
I think I'm gonna be in the same range of where you're at. So I want you to talk me through it because yeah. I don't know. I know what area it's in. I don't know where it's at. So tell me your thinking.
It's definitely not in the top four. The Star Wars, Cap Commandos. Kirby and
Spanky's
Quest is all a little bit better than this.
Quite a bit better. I would agree with that. And Bugs Bunny, at your list, is better than this.
Yeah.
Pretty handily.
Yeah. Zool was a bit weird, but it was still...
It had a little charm to it.
It had charm
to it. It's one of them where it was dated, but it had charm.
The music was good in Zool.
This one, and the music wasn't bad in this, but this didn't have that charm.
Yeah. Captain America and the Avengers... I remember it. Phenomenal arcade game. Not a good SNES game.
Okay.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Fucking the whole game of escort missions.
Yeah, it's just one solid escort mission. Hated it. But I could probably play it longer than I could this one.
Fair enough.
So my question is Artie Lightfoot better than this game? Or is Might and Magic 3?
I went ahead and topped mine in there because I think you've convinced me. You've understood the assignment.
Yeah. Artie Lightfoot was very fast paced, very sporadic, but it did make me feel like I want to blow my brains out a little bit.
Right, naturally.
But that's because it was too fast paced, too sporadic, is what it was. Might and Magic made me want to blow my brains out because of the simple fact that it's super dated.
Yes.
I give it props that it is the cornerstone to all RPG games and everything like that nowadays. But as far as replayability goes, I would honestly probably play Artie Lightfoot before this game.
So you're putting it at number the 10th game of the season as number.
And I don't feel good about it. I really don't. But just because Artie Lightfoot, I could probably go back and replay that. Now, and this is on the SNES. If you gave me a computer version.
Windows 3.1? MS-DOS?
Yeah. I might like Might and Magic 3 a little bit better. But this is solely grading it on the Super Nintendo. Because hammering it out with the mouser, hammering it out with everything like that, it was not fun. But if you gave me a keyboard where I can type in stuff and my mouse actually moved the way I needed it to, I'd probably enjoy it a lot better. But this is simply grading it on the SNES.
Okay, so here's where I'm going to be. I've got Kirby Superstar, Captain Commando, Empire Strikes Back, Spanky's Quest, Bugs Bunny, Captain America and the Avengers, Zool, Rocko's Bar and Life, Artie Lightfoot. Yes, I agree with you. Kirby, 100 times better. Captain Commando, 100 times better. Star Wars, 100 times better. Spanky's Quest, and I even put Bugs Bunny is probably 100 times better. And I feel like between Bugs Bunny's a little bit on the outside looking in, but yeah, Bugs Bunny's still a good game. Captain America and the Avengers is one of the games that kind of pissed me off. That's where I wasn't having a really great time playing the replayability. And I think a part of that is we played really good beat-em-ups and then we got this.
Yeah.
Captain America and the Avengers is a lot better than Might and Magic 3.
Yeah.
Zool, I think you hit that. It's tough. It's dated. But the dated on it is charming. You've got fucking 3.5-inch floppy disk.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, I ain't gonna say it's original because Might and Magic is an original game.
Yeah.
I should have put that in the fucking make it. Rocko's Modern Life, Zool's better than it. Rocko's Modern Life is tough. It's a whole thing, a game of...
Escort mission.
The worst fucking part of a game, escort missions. Yep. If you love escort missions and that's your favorite thing, then you are like a different breed. You're like the goalie on a fucking hockey team. Or you're like the fucking crazy-ass cousin that'll eat a half-eaten sucker that's been laying on the ground with piss ants on it.
Or
like,
you're the dude that has just raw candy in your pockets and you give them to people.
Yes. Rocko's Modern Life, even though I despised it, is better than this fucking game.
Yep.
Artie Lightfoot is borderline unfucking playable.
Yeah.
And it pains me, but you're 100% fucking correct. I could play Artie Lightfoot for 16 hours longer than I can play Might and Magic 3. And it's not that Might and Magic 3, Alzaterra, is that bad. It's that fucking dated.
It's just that
dated. A bad platformer dates... You know, I'm sitting here thinking, like, what's one of the worst games we played last season? I'm thinking a goddamn Speed Racer.
Yeah!
I think I might be able to play Speed Racer more than I can play this fucking game. And it hurts me this game has more thought. And it is better than those games, but it's too tough to fucking play.
That's why I give it the props of being a cornerstone piece. This is a Nexus point.
Just throwing a filler out there. Untouchables or Might and Magic 3?
Oh, God. That's where I've been at. I've been trying to debate that.
I'm going to have to think about it, but my knee-jerk reaction is Untouchables is way worse. Way worse.
It is. But could you go back and play it? Versus this game.
I don't know. That's tough. Might and Magic 3 is not as bad a game as what it's going to be ranked as.
No.
It's been a stepping stone.
It's so dated. It is a stepping stone. It is a Nexus point for these types of games.
So it's going to be interesting. So
yeah.
Our next episode
is our rank episode.
It's going to be where our rank. And we're going to have 70 fucking games. And the question is, we've got a game that is, we got three. Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back may have been in the top 100.
It was.
I know Captain Commando and Kirby Superstar is.
What? Yeah.
And Kirby's up pretty high. So the real question.
That little pink fuck that sets people off.
A lot of the stuff is, and we've had some stuff that's in the middle. And it's like, hey, where do these ones fight it out in the middle? We've got some that are in pretty high regard. And we got some really bad ones. So I feel like it's going to be the highs and the lows on this season. I feel like when we start getting to Zool, probably not even Zool. Zool's probably going to be middle of the road for me. But Rocko's Modern Life, Artie Lightfoot, and Might Magic 3 is going to be a real gut check on what the fuck where I'm going to rank them. But then at the same time, Captain Commando, Kirby Superstar, Empire Strikes Back. And I got to go back and think, do I really think Kirby's better than Captain Commando? I thought Captain Commando
was better than Kirby.
I still think Kirby's better, but I'm not a Kirby fan, but I give it the props. So, you know, that's the thing. I'm even going to say anything else about it. So, do we want to make our predictions for the first game of season 7 on this one or on?
Oh no, I'm making a prediction on this one.
Okay, now with this all being said, we're gonna have this episode released this week. We're gonna try. I know we missed a week or two, and
life happened.
And we're gonna have Christmas coming up, so I think what we're gonna try to do is probably take a week or two off, get a little bit of reset, get some shit taken care of. We're gonna come back season 7. It's not if, it's when. 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. And then, because we're going to try to work around some of these holiday schedules.
Yep.
But we're going to come back with season 7. And I don't know where I'm going with the prediction, Josh.
Oh, I do. I know exactly what we're getting. I know 100% what we're getting.
Let me say this before we go there. One thing I meant to say on Might and Magic 3 is I feel like it is in the same group of NBA Live 95 to the modern games are owe something to this game. I feel 100% that they owe something to Might and Magic 3, but NBA Live 95 is still playable. Might and Magic 3 is fucking tough to fucking play.
Yeah.
But anyways, so where are you going?
Where I'm going is I'm going to call it. We're going to start out season 7 with a banger.
Just the banger?
Nope. It's going to be in the top 100 list.
Okay.
It's going to be Stunt Race FX.
We're going back to FX chip.
I think it's going to be Stunt Racer FX.
I remember playing that briefly. I wasn't very good. It's one of them days where I fucking probably cried like a little bitch to rent the game. Yeah. Probably had a couple sports games. I don't think I played it a whole lot when I rented it. But I do remember playing it, and I do remember Stunt Racer FX being pretty fucking fun.
Yep. So, I'm calling Stunt Racer FX, besides that, top 100 IGN list.
Okay.
I think we're getting a banger. We're owed a banger.
You have a secondary? I've got a secondary in my mind.
So,
or you got Stunt Racer FX?
I'm calling the Stunt Racer is my primary.
Is it a top 100 on IGN?
I thought it was.
Okay, well, I'm gonna give you, in case it isn't, Stunt Racer FX or a top 100 game.
Yeah, I thought IGN. It was on there. I can't remember.
So here's where I'm going.
Because I thought almost all the FX chips were on the top 100, besides Vortex and Dirt Tracks. I thought everything else was.
Can't remember. We've drank too much beer at this point. I'm going to say...
Also, it was a long time between season 4.
Yes.
That was the season of FX chip.
I do agree. We're going to get a good game. I'm not going to necessarily call it a banger. But I think we're going to play a game. I'm going to venture to say a top 100 game.
Okay.
But the stipulation is we're going to play a top 100 game that neither me or you have ever played. So we're going to get like... It could be... like Space Megaforce. Neither one of us has played that. That's going to be an easy top 100. Yeah. So I think we're going to get a top 100 game.
That we haven't heard of.
That neither of us have played.
Okay.
So here's my... I'm going to put Divine Intervention in here.
Okay, Divine Intervention.
And this is going to be a top 100 game.
All right, you better sacrifice something to Cthulhu.
I'm just going to say... You know, things work out a little funny. So, we came over tonight to record a fucking podcast, and then we have a small fucking army over at this house that was completely unfucking planned. So, sitting there...
You have one friend that has a conspiracy theory against Donkey Kong.
And that's where I'm going.
Yep.
I just happened to go out and get my fucking computer and pee in the yard, because we're in Tennessee, and that's what you do in Tennessee.
You got to water your plants.
And I look over at my brand new neighbor who has a conspiracy theory about how Donkey Kong is the villain in Donkey Kong Country. Which we will bring him on here to explain this theory. It makes sense.
He has to play it again.
I mean, at least, yeah.
That's a stipulation.
We will have a guest on this episode. Since or anybody that wants to be a guest.
Yeah, Lay Hulk has never reached out to us.
Well, Lay Hulk is way bigger than us. I think we're getting a goddamn Donkey Kong Country game as my secondary. That is the god speaking to us. Why would he be sweeping his fucking carport?
Yeah, I agree.
When it's fucking dark. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So, we both are in consensus that... And it's Stunt Racer FX may be a top 100 game. So, we're getting a top 100 game no matter what.
Yeah, I think we're getting a top 100.
Stunt Racer FX is what you're saying. And I'm saying that we're either getting a top 100 that we've never played, or it's Donkey Kong Country.
I'm fine with that.
All right. So, next week is going to be exciting. We're going to have 70 fucking games.
We got to find a better way on how to do these, because, dude, our ranking games are going to start getting...
I don't know. We powered through pretty quick. We skipped over a lot of the ones that we talk about. We'll see. You know, it's coming up on the holidays. We're taking a few weeks off. We may get a little long-winded on next week.
That's true.
Yeah. This is it. I ain't got no segue out of this.
Yeah, no. This
I've got my mind made up.
I got the segue. Like somebody used to say on TV at one point in time. Spay and neuter your pets.
That would be Mr. Bob Barker.
Yeah, it would.
And it's probably, I bet you, Drew Carey probably still says it.
I don't know. I haven't watched it since Drew Carey took over.
It aged Drew Carey. He went from a young, spry man to like goddamn 8,000 years old overnight.
Methuselah.
Yes, it is.
It sucked his soul out.
He's still fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know. Anyways, see you guys next week. Happy holidays.
Cheers. Happy holidays.
Feliz Mohalate. I think that is turkey in Spanish. Or it could be dick. There's a Spanish dude named Javier that we call Habanero at work. And he told me Mohalate is turkey. So happy dick or happy turkey, either one. Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Gobble, gobble, motherfuckers. Watch it. Watch Thanksgiving.